3:05, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Wednesday. I am back. Yes, I'm thrilled to be back. Yesterday was a great day. It was an interesting day. I actually was up at Patrick Henry High School, I don't know, an hour or 2 hours ago, a little ice cream social for the graduates in Ms. Mitchell's special ed class. So Julia and one of her classmates are, quote, graduating. And listen, I told you yesterday, and this is what I wanted to chat about briefly, before we talked about the latest crisis impacting the city of Richmond. It just gets better every day, doesn't it? But yesterday I shared with you what a bizarre sort of a week it is on a personal basis, because in just a couple of days, Julia, she's 22, I know, but Julia will be done with school. She will be, quote, graduating from high school, 16th grade, as we joke about. But it is a little bizarre. It's a lot bizarre. It's a lot weird, because Julia's always going to be a baby in many ways, and yet she's 22 years old. And so our entire lives have just taken this flippy, floppy, topsy-turvy sort of a thing. And I talked about it a little bit, and today I saw one of my favorite people. And I do mean one of my favorite people anywhere. And I won't identify him because he's such a humble man. All right, I'll identify him. Lieutenant Jim Head, who heads up the Navy Junior ROTC program at Patrick Henry. Just a rock-solid dude. In every sense of the word, he is exactly who it is that you want your kids looking to and learning from and all that other good stuff. But he saw me and was just chatting for a couple of moments. He said, yeah, you know, yesterday was a little maudlin, huh? Yeah, I know. And my whole week has been a little maudlin as a result of the Julia graduation. I mean, most of us would be happy, and I am happy. I don't want you to think I'm not, but it's just a little weird. So that's the background on everything. And then last night, you want to talk about a highlight. One of the highlights, I was going to say, of my week, but heck, it's Wednesday. No, one of the highlights of the month. We're at the end of the month. How about one of the highlights of my life? As I got to present to the members of the 143rd basic class for the Virginia State Police. To be there in front of these young men and women, and make no mistake, I looked out and I thought, yeah, they're young. They are young. And they have been at the Virginia State Police Academy now for 17 weeks. They're well, God willing, they're going to cross that finish line in October. And just to see them there, and you have to understand, I was presenting at 18:15 hours, 6:15. And, you know, the State Police Academy is really far away from me. But I got there. And what you have to remember is that, I almost said kids, and I don't mean that, but these young folks who are in training, their day starts at 5:40. At 5:40 every morning, they have to be outside, dressed, ready to go for some, you know, light PT. That's 5:40 in the morning. Now, what time do you think you get up to actually hit the deck at 5:40 in the morning? I'm saying at the latest, 5 o'clock. So here comes me. It is 6:15 in the evening. They should be enjoying a little R&R. They finish up all of their other assignments. And remember, it's a live-in barracks, kids. So they're doing everything. They've got cleaning details. They've got cafeteria details. All of that in addition to studying. A lot of studying, a lot of practice, etc. And here I am at 6:15. And they're thinking, who the heck is this guy? God. And you know, it was really neat in a way. When I first started talking, I said, all right, how many of you know Jeff Katz from the radio? And only a couple of them sort of kind of knew. Everybody else was like, no, yeah, sir, we don't know. And you know what? I was thrilled. Now it's not that I don't want everybody possible listening to the show. Of course I do. But I thought this is good because I'm not here as the guy on the radio. I'm here as somebody who used to push a squad car around, used to make arrests, used to be in a place that you're about to be. And I understand some of the challenges. And not just the challenges from the jobs, but the challenges from life that get in the way of the job. And so I was absolutely thrilled to be there. And it was just such an honor to present Why Would Anyone Want to Do That Job? That's the name of that keynote speech to the members of the 143rd basic class. So very, very happy about that. Very proud of that. I wanted to share it with you, all right? Look, I mean, we need some good news, right? Oh, we've got some good news, sort of, at 4:05. John Burkett, crime insider from CBS 6, is dropping by. There's been an arrest down in Chesterfield of one of the alleged miscreants who allegedly beat a New York City police officer brutally over the weekend up in the Bronx. You've heard the story, right? Terrible story. Well, the New York City Police Department, the U.S. Marshal Service, everybody apparently figured out this dude was in Chesterfield. So he's under arrest. Now, there's another guy. We don't have the details yet, but I am hoping. I chatted with John right before we took to the air here. Chatted with John, and John says he's hoping that when he joins us at 4:05, he should have some additional information. Maybe there's another arrest in the offing. Maybe there's more developments. I don't know. But that's all the more reason to make sure that you are here at 4:05. Let me remind you, the James River Air text line is always available to you. 833-804-1140. 833-804-1140. You can absolutely reach out anytime you want. Don't think that at 2 o'clock in the morning anybody's going to answer you. But if it makes you feel better, by all means, send it, and then we'll take a look at it when we can. Now, with all of the rain falling the last couple of days, there is literally water everywhere, but not a drop to drink in the city of Richmond, unless you boil the hell out of it. Wow. Tell me again how long a grace period I can't call him the new mayor anymore. How long does he get? Hasn't he been on the job now about 6 months? Excuse me, your honorship. This is now on you, is it not? You're going to take responsibility for this one. Now, I understand. Make no mistake. This is the never-ending legacy of the grossly incompetent LeVar Stoney. Huh? Of course it's on him. And that pathetic mayor we had before him. God. Anybody remember him? You do. Minister. Remember the minister? Right? Minister. Isn't he down in Chester? Well, his church is in Chesterfield, which caused some problems since there were apparently City of Richmond folks working on that church. You remember. Sure you do. But these two brain surgeons for 16 years solid ignored every single solitary important issue in the city of Richmond and focused exclusively on race baiting and cop hating. Oh, they excelled at that crap. And then LeVar Stoney, of course, just doubled down on all of that. And then tore down all the statues. Well, we are all better off now without those monuments on Monumentless Avenue, don't you think? I mean, crime is under control. The water's great. The schools are great. Potholes? No, there's not a pothole to be seen anywhere in the city. And the new Coliseum, man, I would go to that new Coliseum for any show at any time. Just great. That's the legacy, right? Let me tell you. Right about now, there are companies looking to relocate in the Commonwealth of Virginia. Why? Well, because of great work that Governor Glenn Youngkin has done, and great work that Lieutenant Governor Winsome Sears has done, and great work that Attorney General Jason Meares has done. But as they're looking at the entire Commonwealth, they are looking at the city of Richmond and saying, man, you can't even provide drinking water. Thanks. We're going the next exit down on 95. And the counties that are dependent in any way on the city of Richmond, I'm looking at you, Hanover. I love Hanover. As you know, I am a proud Hanoverian. But I'm just telling you flat out, guys, we got to get our act together and get our own damn water situation up and running somehow so we are not dependent on what is clearly the grossly, grossly mismanaged and incompetent Richmond water operation. Henrico? Hey, I don't live there. You're on your own, right? But if I were Henrico, I'd be taking a look at it as well. It is 3:15. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.